Masechet Taanis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Name is time as Kirin Gvurayt Kisam. When do we start saying Masechet Baruch Amarit HaGeshem in Shmoneh Esrei? The reason why Geshem is called Gvurayt Kisamim, because we find that the Pasuk mentions Cheker by Yeridus Kisamim, as it says, Oysa Gdoilois Vein Cheker, Anoisin Matar, Apnei Aris. And we also find that it says Cheker by Briyasa Sho'olam, Ein Cheker Litzvunah. So we learn out of there, Shava Cheker Cheker, May Briyasa Sho'olam, and by Briyasa Sho'olam it says Gvurah. As it says, Mechen Harim Bekoyfa Nezer Begvurah. So therefore we call the Shamim also Gvurah Kishamim. Rabbi Eliezer, remember, Yosef Arishon Chag. Rabbi Eliezer says that we start saying Mashiva Ruach from the first day of Sukkot. Just like on the first day of Sukkot, we start taking Lulav, which is Bala Rasa Salamayim. Because on Sukkot, we are Nidainin Alamayim. So too, we start saying Mashiva Ruach on the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua, remember, Yosef Achon Chag. We don't start saying Mashiva Ruach until Shmini Atzeres. Amar Alo Rabbi Yeshua. Since rain on Sukkot is a simen klala, why mention rain on Sukkot? As the Gemara says, that rain coming down on Sukkot is a klala. It's a marshal la'evish above limzoi kovitz l'rabo. The shafak l'rabo kitan opanam. An eved that comes to pour a clothes for his master, and the master throws the water in his face. So too, when the rain comes down on Sukkot, causing us to leave the sukkah, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us he doesn't want our mitzvah. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Af ani lo amarti lishol. I didn't say that we should ask for rain, that we should say the same time much of the bracha. Elo lahaskia. I only said to mention Masha Baruch Amar Dagesha and Bo Nasu. We should say Masha Baruch Amar Dagesha and then Hashem should bring down rain in the right time, which is after sukkah. Amar lo imkain lo olam yehe maskia. If so, that we should mention Mashiva Ruach even at a time where we don't want rain, so we should mention Mashiva Ruach the whole year. And Rabbi Eliezer responds to that, Dein Chanami, if you want to mention Mashiva Ruach the whole year, you can. But from the first day of Sukkot, you're mechuyev to mention Mashiva Ruach because you have to start with Hazkara before the She'ela. The second time is Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Ain't shorlin at the kshamim, ela samach l'kshamim. We don't start saying the same time matzah lebracha until it's close to the time of rain, which is either gimel cheshbin or zayin cheshbin, as we'll see in the next mishnah. Even though Masha baruch amar dageshem, we start l'chol pocket from shmini atzeres, but same time matzah we start later on. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ha'oyver l'tnei ateva v'yantiv ha'achron shochad, the shliyas sibror. On Shemini Atzeres, Ha'acharon Maskir. The Acharon, which is the Baal Tefillah from Musaf, he is Maskir, Mashiva Ruach, Umarid HaGashem. Harishon ain't a Maskir. But the Shliyas Kibur for Shacharis is not Maskir, Mashiva Ruach, Umarid HaGashem. They don't start until Musaf. The Yantiv Harishon Shal Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, Harishon Maskir. The Shliyas Kibur for Shacharis still says Mashiva Ruach, Ha'achron in a Maskir. But the Baal Musaf is not Maskir, Mashiva Ruach, and his tefillah. Ad emesai sholin, esak shamim. Until when do we say Mashiva Ruach? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achiyavar Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says until the end of Pesach. Even though just before Rabbi Yehuda says that we stop saying Mashiva Ruach already from the first day of Pesach, the Gemara explained that these are two separate Tanaim that argue what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ache Yesei Nisan. You say Mashiva Ruach until the end of Nisan. Shenem Avayorid Lechem Geshem. Mora Umachus Perishon. The rain came down, the early rain and the late rain Perishon, the first month of the year, which is Nisan. So we see from there that the rain comes down all of Nisan, and that's Man Shamim. But you have to say Mashiva Ruach until the end of Nisan.